I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 14th. Two more budget hearings are scheduled in Quincy as the City Council reviews Mayor Thomas Koch's proposed $424 million spending plan. The Finance Committee reviewed the budgets for 19 departments last night without any major cuts. Budget hearings have also been scheduled for tomorrow night at 7 and June 3rd at 6:30, both at City Hall. The proposed budget represents a 4.5% increase in spending, or about $18 million. Mayor Thomas Koch is proposing the creation of a new Department of Grant Management, an assistant traffic engineer, new personnel to deal with retiree pensions and benefits, and new laborers in the Department of Natural Resources. The state is holding a public workshop today about plans to make improvements to Route 3A and Hancock Street in Quincy. That workshop is scheduled for 6 p.m. at North Quincy High School. Prior to the workshop, a walking tour of the area around the Kentucky Fried Chicken in Wollaston will take place at 4 p.m. The state says they will be studying making improvements to the northern Hancock Street section of Route 3A. Today's workshop will be translated into Mandarin and Cantonese, and a coloring station will be provided for children. A homeless man has been charged with breaking into a Quincy apartment last Friday afternoon. Police say 25-year-old Westnerson Augustin broke into an apartment at 95 West Quantum Street in North Quincy. Management reported spotting a man climb to a second-floor balcony and then enter the apartment through a sliding glass door. Officers entered the apartment using a master key, and Augustin fled out the window and ran down Fayette Street, where he was arrested after being identified by management. Police say Augustin also had 5 outstanding arrest warrants. Well, the MBTA announcing yesterday 13 speed restrictions have been lifted on the Red Line, the culmination of track work that saw shuttle buses replacing rail service on a portion of the line for just over a week. The 13 speed restrictions that were previously in place due to safety concerns, both north and southbound between Downtown Crossing and Andrew Stations, have been removed. The T said the completed work between Park Street and JFK UMass will give passengers more reliable trips, fewer unplanned service disruptions related to older infrastructure or power problems, and safer rides. According to the T, about 11,500 feet of rail was replaced, along with more than 1,500 ties. As part of the work, improvements and safety inspections were also performed at various stations during the line closure. Now, commuters can still expect some disruptions on the Red Line due to track work. From May 18th to the 19th, buses will replace trains between Broadway and Braintree, and shuttles will also replace the commuter rail between South Station and Braintree. One suspect is in custody. Police were searching for a second after an armed robbery of a vehicle in the area of Johnson Drive in Randolph yesterday. Officers responded to the area of Johnson Drive on a report of an armed robbery at about 1:20 p.m. Two suspects allegedly robbed a person in a vehicle. No injuries were reported in the incident. An 18-year-old Malden man was taken into custody after a foot pursuit by officers. He allegedly stole jewelry and a cell phone from the victim. The second suspect fled on foot to the area of the town dump next to Route 24. The State Police Air Wing was assisting Randolph police. Officers armed with long guns and canine units were on scene near Johnson Drive yesterday afternoon. Anybody seeing any suspicious activity is asked to call Randolph police. Police trying to figure out what caused a driver to lose control in Randolph with 2 children in the back seat. Happened during rush hour yesterday afternoon on North Main Street near Oliver Street. Witnesses said that the woman behind the wheel of a maroon SUV careened into the front of a strip mall. The vehicle took out bricks, a bike rack, and a pillar, which then toppled into the front glass of Waldo Custom Framing. A car wash sign that had been hit by the vehicle then fell over onto a police cruiser that had responded to the scene. The children were in the back seat. Driver was in the front seat. Police said the woman and two children were taken to the hospital to be checked out, but are doing okay. Investigators have not yet determined if speed was a factor. So far, no charges have been filed. Uber and Lyft kicked off a defense of their worker classification status quo in Massachusetts yesterday by pitching themselves as technology companies that facilitate easier transportation rather than outright transportation providers. Laying out the case they'll make before a Suffolk Superior Court judge over the coming weeks, state prosecutors allege that Uber and Lyft have long violated state law by treating drivers as independent contractors instead of employees, while attorneys for the popular ride-for-hire platforms contended that they connect drivers and passengers without exerting the traditional control of an employer. Attorneys for the company said repeatedly in their opening arguments that drivers are free to work as little or as much as they want, set their own schedules, and cross back and forth between competing platforms, giving them independence that standard employees don't have. The core business of Uber and Lyft, their lawyers argued, is the technology connecting drivers and potential riders through apps, and not the trips themselves. One Uber attorney pointed out that the company does not, quote, own a fleet of cars and trucks, and likened it instead to a travel agent who steers would-be vacationers toward local transportation options such as bus tours. Well, if you're planning to hit the road for Memorial Day weekend, AAA is sharing some tips on how you might avoid the traffic. Nearly 44 million travelers are expected to travel during Memorial Day weekend from May 23rd through the 27th. And AAA Northeast projects this year will be the second highest number of people traveling for the holiday weekend since it began tracking in 2000. Road trips are expected to set a record this year. AAA projects 38.4 million people will travel by car over Memorial Day weekend, the highest number for the holiday since AAA began tracking 24 years ago. And the number of drivers this year is up 4% compared to last year, and 1.9% higher than in 2019. Airports are also bracing for a spike in travelers. AAA expects 3.51 million air travelers this holiday weekend, an increase of 4.8% over last year and a 9% jump compared to 2019. Nearly 2 million people are expected to travel by other modes of transportation, including buses, trains, and cruises. AAA projects 1.9 million people will take those other modes of transportation. That's an increase of 5.6% over last year. According to AAA, drivers leaving Thursday or Friday should expect the heaviest traffic during the afternoon when travelers mix with commuters. According to data from transportation analytics company INRIX, travelers going back home on Sunday or Monday should avoid the afternoon hours when return trips likely will peak. Also, according to AAA, the top travel destinations for Memorial Day weekend are theme parks and entertainment venues in Orlando, Florida, New York City, Las Vegas, and Southern California. Seattle, Anchorage, Alaska, and Vancouver, British Columbia also rank high for visitors due to the popularity of Alaska cruises this time of year. And Florida beaches and cruise ports will also be packed. And AAA car rental partner Hertz reports that cities boasting the highest rental demand this Memorial Day weekend include Orlando, Denver, Atlanta, Boston, and Las Vegas. Boston is also among the top 10 domestic destinations for the Memorial Day weekend. On the international front, European cities dominate in popularity. The top 10 include Rome, Vancouver, London, Paris, Dublin, Amsterdam, Athens, Greece, Barcelona, Spain, St. George, Bermuda, and Edinburgh, Scotland. AAA is advising travelers who want their choice of options for summer travel to book now. The 40th annual Quincy Senior Olympics continues today with men's bowling at 10 a.m. at Olindy's Lanes on Quincy Avenue. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow fell 89 points, the Nasdaq rose 47, the S&P dropped 1 point. Asian shares also mixed, the dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $79 a barrel. In sports, Celtics get a big win over the Cavaliers, 109-102, and take a 3-1 lead in their playoff series, Game 5, tomorrow night at 7, back in Boston. And it's do or die for the Bruins tonight in Florida against the Panthers at 7 o'clock, a decisive Game 5, as Florida leads that series 3-1. The Rays beat the Red Sox at Fenway last night 5-3. That series continues tonight at 7:10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Some morning clouds and then some afternoon sun. A warm day with a high near 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 52. Tomorrow mainly cloudy, the high of 75. Thursday some scattered showers and a high of 68. Friday cloudy and a high 66. The marine forecast calling for 1 to 2 foot waves, winds southerly at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 5:30 p.m. Sunrise 5:23, sets at 7:57. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 14th.